And good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We do have a wind chill advisory in effect until noon today for most of the KJAN listening area, and a wind chill advisory will be in effect on Saturday from 12 a.m. until noon for wind chills as low as 30 degrees below zero, and that could cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 10 minutes. In the news, Council Bluffs Police Thursday afternoon asked the public for help in locating a woman and her daughter who had been missing since late Wednesday night. Authorities said 26-year-old Jennifer Riley took her daughter, 2-year-old Luna Gallegos, and left in a 2003 Honda Accord. A little over 2 hours later, Council Bluffs Police said they were contacted by the Cedar Falls Police Department regarding the two missing persons. Jennifer and Luna had been located and were reported to be in good condition. The father of the child was set to take custody, and Jennifer Riley would be treated at a Cedar Falls hospital for mental health reasons. Family members had earlier expressed concern for the safety of both the mother and child due to recent delusional comments allegedly made by Riley. Guthrie County Sheriff Marty Argenbright reports his deputies responded Wednesday to a domestic disturbance at the Firefly Creek Ranch located at 2345 Redwood Road in rural Guthrie Center. As a result of the investigation into the incident, 43-year-old Robert James Fuller was arrested for domestic abuse assault first offense. While investigating the domestic disturbance, law enforcement observed drug activity taking place inside of Fuller's apartment. A search warrant was executed on the apartment and property, and as a result, about 1.5 ounces of methamphetamine, marijuana, evidence indicating a drug dealing and sale, and 3 firearms were recovered from the apartment. In addition, Fuller was charged with possession with the intent to deliver more than 5 grams of methamphetamine, a Class B felony, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, first offense, keeping a premises for a controlled substance usage, a drug tax stamp violation, a Class D felony, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office was assisted during their investigation by Panora Police, Panora Fire, Iowa Department of Natural Resources, his Law Enforcement Division, and the Guthrie County K-9 Unit. Sheriff Argenbright said in a press release, the significant seizure of methamphetamine and firearms demonstrates the commitment of the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office to keep Guthrie County safe. The Union County Sheriff's Office Thursday reported one person was seriously injured during a head-on collision that took place Tuesday afternoon. Authorities say at around 1:21 p.m., Harley Stonehocker of Lorimore was driving a 2006 Chevy Silverado southbound in the 100 block of Redwood Avenue when he crested a hill and collided head-on with a vehicle driven by Monica Headings of Lorimore, who was northbound in a 2016 Jeep Cherokee. Union County deputies investigated the crash and determined that both Stonehocker and Headings were traveling in the middle of the roadway at the time of the collision and that the roadway was 100% snow-covered. Airbags deployed in both vehicles. Stonehocker refused medical treatment. His vehicle was a total loss with damage estimate of $12,000. Headings was extricated from her vehicle and flown by helicopter to Methodist Hospital in Des Moines for treatment of serious injuries. Her vehicle was a total loss with damage estimated at $15,000. The Union County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the crash scene by the Iowa State Patrol, the Afton Fire Department, and first responders performed the patient extrication and assisted the Greater Regional Medical Center paramedics. A Union County man was cited Sunday for leaving the scene of a property damage accident in Creston. In information released Thursday, Creston police said a 2008 Chevy Equinox was legally parked on the 200 block of West Swan Street facing north. A 2003 Chevy Malibu driven by 26-year-old Matthew Hamm of Creston was traveling north on North Maple Street around 3:30 p.m. when the vehicle ran a stop sign at the intersection with West Swan Street. Officials say Hamm was driving too fast for conditions and was unable to stop. His car hit the SUV on the passenger side, causing a total of $3,600 damage. Hamm failed to report the accident within the time required and was cited for the offense. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office on Thursday said there were 4 recent arrests. Early Thursday morning, 46-year-old William Roger Hardy Jr. of Oakland was arrested at a residence in Oakland for domestic abuse assault first offense causing injury. On Wednesday, 30-year-old Colby Schumann was arrested at Highway 6 and Hackberry Road. He was charged with OWI third or subsequent offense. 77-year-old Gary Wendelin was arrested Wednesday night for OWI first offense following an investigation into a property damage accident in Avoca. Wednesday afternoon, 37-year-old Sean Gifford was served with a warrant to the Pott County Jail for violation of probation. Tuesday afternoon, an investigation into a call about a parking problem in Crescent resulted in the arrest of 43-year-old Timothy James Doggett. He was taken into custody on a warrant out of Colorado for being a fugitive from justice. And House Speaker Pat Grassley says there have been years of inaction to complaints about retaliation against conservative speech on the public university campuses, and that's why House Republicans are considering a bill to end the tenure system at universities and aims Iowa City and in Cedar Falls.
You know, we invest millions and millions of dollars every year in higher education. We think it's something that needs to have a serious look.
Grassley said also,
it is something that's definitely a live round right now.
And Republican lawmakers in previous years have proposed ending tenure for professors at the University of Iowa, Iowa State University, and University of Northern Iowa. But for the first time, a bill to accomplish that goal has won approval in a committee. Three Republicans on the House Education Committee voted against the bill, and Grassley said he's heard concerns from fellow Republicans. Grassley plans to have the House Republicans discuss the proposal in private to see if there are 51 yes votes among the Republicans to pass the bill out of a full House.
For years and years, we've always had conversations with the universities about free speech, making sure that there wasn't repercussions for people that raise those concerns. And it always has just been, you know, just a conversation. That's all that's ever happened.
During a recent State House hearing, the presidents of Iowa, Iowa State, and UNI said ending tenure would prompt professors to leave and make it harder to hire staff. Ag commodity groups have expressed concerns that ending tenure will be a setback for critical research at the three state-supported universities. Earlier in the day on Thursday, a bill to ban tenure was approved by Republicans on a Senate subcommittee. That is a check of our news this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.